money, so total of only $550. It will not come out right away. You'll see that charge. So I wanted to give you the heads up in case you see it and you're like, what the hell?
Good morning. Thank you for calling AZZ SMS.
Good morning. Is Barry there?
Barry?
Yeah? Mr. Schizo?
Hold one moment.
Sure.
Good morning, AZZ SMS.
Hi, good morning. Is Mr. Schizo there?
He retired in 2009.
Oh, okay. I must have some old info in my database then. Do you know who might be able to handle, like, the finances of the company? I had him here as my point of contact. My name is Hashim. I was calling from Cardiff, and I was calling regarding some financing that was done with GE Capital, looks like a few years back, and following up on an offer, and I had him here as the point of contact for the finances of the company. Does there happen to be like maybe a CFO or a controller or someone like that?
Well, for GE Capital, that sounds like that would have been Mr. Schizo, something to do directly with him, maybe personally.
No, it's actually on the UCC public filing system for the business loan, not
which business? Because what I'm trying to explain is that he owns a lot of businesses.
Oh, okay, I see. This one's for AZZ Aqualex Hydrochem.
Well, we're AZZ. Let me put you over to Andrew Dart. He's our controller.
Okay.
And he may be able to help you. But
sure.
I think it may end up falling back to
Mr. Schizer.
Yeah. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Hello?
Hey, this is Hashim with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. I was actually transferred over here to speak with you about the finances of the company. I was just looking to follow up on an offer that was sent based on some lending history that you guys had with GE Capital, if you recall.
No.
It looked like it was back in 2012.
Yeah. I don't remember that long.
And it's all right. But it was a good lending history that you guys had, so we had sent out a pre-approval. So I was just kind of following back up with you guys, see if you had anything in the pipeline. You know, as the year comes to an end, and you know, you guys may be doing your Section 179 or whatever it is.
Yeah, no, we are a cash flush company, so we don't have debt.
Oh, okay.
On our books.
Your cash flow of the company.
Yeah, with positive cash flow, so...
Oh, wow, good for you guys.
Yeah.
So
we don't pay interest.
Are you? Oh, okay. How's business for you guys? Are you guys pretty good?
Very good, yeah. We're having a good year.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Just energy industry, yeah.
Are you guys growing every year, or is it pretty stable?
Well, it depends. Last year, not so much, but this year we're growing.
Okay, good. Do you know, like, what the reason for your growth was? Do you guys do something different, or...
We're driven by the... we're in the energy services industry. We work on boilers and utility companies. We do outage repair and overhauls when they shut down during the spring and winter.
Right.
Very time-sensitive and quality-sensitive work. So we're driven by maintenance, their budgets, and how they spend money.
Oh wow!
So when they're quieter, they do more maintenance, that seems to be happening.
Oh, okay, I see. When's usually your busy season? Is it more in like the summer, or is it more
spring and fall is our busy season?
Oh, really? Okay, so it's coming up soon then.
Right.
Oh, okay, very nice. Do you guys usually have like a certain way that you prepare for it, or do you guys you guys are already ready?
Yeah, we're ready. We get employees. We're a services company, so employees we need.
Wow. You guys sound like you're pretty on top of it then, huh?
Right. Yeah, we generate a lot of cash, and so our holding company takes that.
reinvested.
They take it back, and yeah, and they yeah, we're part of a group, a listed company, and they use the money as they need. There might be a company that needs money within the group.
Oh, okay,
and
I see.
And
what
would
you're
go
saying.
There, yeah.
Oh wow,
that's
okay.
a $1 billion company.
Oh, all right then.
yeah.
Should have started with that.
So they, yeah, they've got a, obviously they, so they're public, they've got some public funds, uh-huh. capital, and
right.
then they've got a bank agreement or credit agreement with a bank and facilities, and so
I
they
see.
Kind of act as our banker, but seeing as we don't generate cash needs,
right?
We're not, because we, services, we deal mainly with people, so we don't have big machinery and any loans or anything that we require.
Right. So it's more on the payroll.
Yeah, as we turn around a job, average time is 2 weeks. So if we do a $5 million job, you know, we get paid within a month. So
oh, okay.
Yeah, we
bad.
Don't. We just don't have
okay, I
cash
see.
Funding needs.
Right. Just because usually, are they usually contract based as well?
Yes, so we hire as we've got, you know, we have a certain number of permanent employees,
right?
And then as we scale, we have contractors.
Oh, okay, I see. And then for the contracts, do you guys usually require like a down payment in the beginning, or is it just, you know, you do the work and then you get paid after?
Yeah, we do the work and we get paid. Sometimes we require, if it's a longer job, we don't have longer jobs unless it's an international job.
Right.
And then we might require down payments.
Okay,
For subcon, we might require performance bonds.
I see,
yeah.
I see. And you guys always have that cash in order to get the projects done?
Yes, because we're profitable and we generate cash.
Definitely.
Right.
All right, well, definitely pleasure learning about the business.
Right. When we get busy, so we eat into a bit of cash in our busy periods. But overall,
so
we just get a loan. We just, corporate doesn't take as much as they normally take during that time frame.
During the busy time frame.
Yeah. And then straight after that, we'll be, once those receivables are on our books and we get paid, we cash flush again.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, so our funding requirements do change,
right?
But the 4 times a year, so basically quarterly.
Quarterly, okay.
And overall, we generate cash.
I see. So there has
so
been.
So we don't need 5-year loans, or you don't need to fund anything.
Right. Well, we don't do like, you know, like the long loans. What we do mostly here is equipment financing and working capital.
Right.
So
right.
I'm not sure if you guys, you know, ever bring on any equipment or anything like that. But for our working capital programs, just basically the way we do our lending is that we're typically able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So, you know, if you guys are making $10 million a year or whatever it is, we can free up easily 10 to 15% of that. So it would be like 1 to 1.5, anywhere in those ranges.
Yeah, I can see if we capital intensive or use a lot of equipment, but we're all employee costs.
They're all what? Sorry.
Our cost is a labor cost because we're a services company.
Oh, okay, I see.
So yeah, I don't think will hold true for us, but
yeah, not the equipment financing, but the working capital. Basically, what that is for day to day operations.
Right.
It's very
yeah, and we don't need that. Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need incurred costs to do that.
Right.
Okay, so we're good. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely, no problem.
Okay then. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care.